What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Rock Hippie Adventures podcast. My name is Keith.
I'm Mel.
And we are back. This episode probably is hitting a day late because, well...
All the things. Well, I got my second vaccine shot on Monday afternoon, and I thought I was in the clear. So we usually will record on Tuesdays because Mondays we seem to be a little tired-ish. So we were like, oh, we'll just
Mondays
record.
Suck.
Yeah, they're just rough.
Who says, if you love Mondays, and please be one of those people who says every day of the week is a good day, come see me at my job.
Can I tell you a funny story? It's kind of a random story, but it just reminded me.
Please, it's a podcast.
Okay,
a long time ago,
a bunch of us went to Wrightsville Beach, and we rented a house, and it was a duplex. So it was upstairs, downstairs duplex, or like a condo. Well, I guess it's a duplex, but it was upstairs, downstairs, and we were on the bottom floor. And this family was up above us. And so every time we would sit down on our lower deck, the kids, and we're all like no children. So it's all adults, but no children.
Right.
So the children up above us think it's fucking hilarious to get water balloons and throw them on their deck. Well, we're sitting down below. So we were getting wet constantly and just getting pissed off by the moment. So we decided that, okay, we're just going to be adults and we're going to go upstairs and just let the mom know. So we knock on the door. She opens the door, and she looks miserable, like looks terrible. Like she just is like not. Those kids have worn her out, and she has a T-shirt on that says "I don't do Mondays." And there's never been a person like every time somebody says of Mondays, I visualize this woman. She looks like Throw Mama from the Train Lady. Like that's the visual I get of her. So every time somebody says that they don't do Mondays, I think of that woman in her shirt, and I'm like. She just looks like Monday. Like that just is Monday.
This but woman
she does not do them.
this is the woman who is the picture definition of
yes,
I don't do Mondays.
But in my mind, every time anybody says something about a Monday, that's what I picture is this woman, like us going up there to tell her kids are being shits, you know?
Yeah.
And then she answers the door in a shirt that says, I don't do Mondays. It was just like so appropriate. We're like, yeah, this isn't going to go well.
No, it's not going to go well at all. No, yeah, just Mondays, man.
Yeah. So then I got my shot on Monday, but then I was like, oh, I'm in the clear. I feel awesome. 24 hours out. I'm hanging in there. No real symptoms. And then 7:30 last night, bam, I get that freaking headache that everybody was talking about. And then I fell asleep and got the muscle aches, but luckily it was all short-lived and I'm back to my normal self. So
your normal self?
Well, I mean normal-ish. But I am waiting for my superpowers to kick in. I'm waiting to start flipping cars and shit because I thought that's what happened.
Oh, is that how it works?
Well, I thought so. I thought I got my, like, Black Widow, you know. Actually, I think I might go for Scarlet Witch now because she's way more badass now.
Yeah, and Black Widow's not really a superhuman.
No, but I would like to be a superhuman.
Yeah.
I thought that's what I was getting.
Oh, you thought the vaccine was going to transform you like the Hulk.
Yeah. Hulkalina. I could be a little baby Hulk, but no, didn't do it. I didn't get anything.
No.
Not a thing.
Yeah.
Except a headache.
Yeah, the headache sucks.
And that's bullshit. That's like not a fun thing to have. But luckily that's all I've had because some people are not having a good time with it.
No?
Been a little rough. No, I've had several friends that have had like some like bad stuff. Not like hospital bad, but like I will say everybody told me, and this was completely and honestly true, drink a shit ton of water.
Yeah.
Like just keep yourself hydrated. Yeah. And I also pump myself full of what do we take every day? Elderberry. Yeah, I make us take elderberry. And so I don't know if that helped too. And then Fran had told us to take some zinc tabs, but I didn't take any. I think we have some somewhere in the house when you had the COVID.
When I had the COVID, yeah.
But.
So, yeah, we're recording a little late.
It's fine.
Vacation threw us off, you know, going to see the grandbaby like we talked last week. Obviously, it was a lower episode.
Yeah. We did watch our movie, though, so we will
so
be
So, we're
that.
Back again. Yeah, we're going to be watching. We watched our movie this week, so we'll be having our cinematic conversations.
That was really good, babe. I like that.
Did you like that?
Uh-huh. That was nice.
Good. I'm glad.
Kind of like an SNL skit for like a brief second. You know, when they did that. What was that man that used to do? Oh, shit. Who was it? I always say make a reference to shit I don't know about. But he would talk about movies like he was making.
The movie phone guy.
Yeah, that guy. That's what I thought you were going with right there.
Showing this week, A Star is Born. Showtime's 8:30, 7:30, 3:30.
Do you want me to do that shit? Like, literally, you would call the movie theater to find out what the hell time the movie's
on. That's the only way we knew what was playing at the movie theater. We'd call the movie theater. Because every little town, even the small towns, had at least a two or a three cinema, a three-screen cinemaplex. And
you have to wait to see what came out.
Yeah, because you didn't know what... I mean, you kind of knew what was coming out, but you didn't have YouTube with all the trailers. You didn't have internet that was pumping you full. You didn't have your phone blowing up with stuff. You didn't have IMDb.com. You had television. You had the newspaper.
But did they advertise movies as much as they do now on TV?
Well, yeah, they did.
Did they? Okay,
I mean, they play trailers. They play... Again, we don't see as many trailers on TV.
Yeah.
Because we don't watch TV. We watch Netflix, so we see all the stuff coming out on Netflix. Plus, if you have Netflix, they email you, hey, this is coming out this week. Mm-hmm. But no.
On social media will rant.
Yeah,
stuff
social
up
media
too,
is.
Of course.
I mean, but that's where it's at. That's where your marketing's at, social media, because everybody's on it. Everybody's on some form of social media.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I do remember that, though. And, like, you'd be like, oh, I want to go to the movie this weekend. And you would get on the phone and, like, try to figure out which of the movies that you'd want to go see.
And what time they're playing.
Yeah. And when they would.
Yeah, now I just open Flixster or Adam on my phone and I look and buy my tickets right there and I just show up.
Yeah, I do Fandango.
It's Flixster, Fandango, same thing.
But that's what you do. You buy them. Yeah. And you just show up and you show your little pass.
Get them scanned. You walk in. You're done.
But remember, you would go to the movies sometimes. There may or may not be something that you necessarily wanted to watch, but it was just like, out of these movies, which one are we going to go see? Like, you just would pick one.
Yeah,
but now it's not like that at all.
No. Like, now you don't even go to movie theaters.
No, hell no.
COVID.
Every time I go to a movie theater, I take a nap.
Thank God for HBO Max.
There's no reason for me to go to a movie theater. Think about every time we've ever gone to see a movie in a movie theater. I fall asleep every damn time.
I'm not going to lie to you. I do miss the movie theater.
I like the seats. The reclining seats are quite nice.
I just like going.
I miss going.
I miss experiencing movies
on a screen.
Well,
they're open now. We can go now.
Oh, then we're going to be going.
Okay. Yeah, they're all open. I don't know if the Grand's open. That's the nice one. But I know the
Red
one
Cinema.
Yeah
but I think they're only doing like the weekends now.
But this is fine. Yeah. It might be busy-ish, but.
No. Yeah, I do miss it. But the movie phone guy. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, I don't know what made me think of that. I was just like, oh, yeah, we used to have to call.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's crazy.
Way things change in the past 40 years.
Yeah. But it's so interesting because these kids, like now, like our kids will never, ever have to do, like, what's their thing going to be? Like, when they're, like, our age and they're going to be like, hey, remember when we had to get on the internet and, like, got, like, phone apps? Like, what's the next thing? I think we're at, like, a peak. I don't know if there's going to be a next
thing. You'll be surprised.
I know, as I'm saying, it'll be kind of interesting.
I hope I don't see it.
We'll be, like, in our 60s, like, what the fuck is this thing?
Well, you think about it. Boomers and Gen Xers, us being
the
Generation X. And the boomers. We have seen more technology change than probably any generation will ever see.
Oh, absolutely.
Unless they come out with flying cars. Like, legit, like, everybody's got flying cars like Back to the Future, which we still haven't seen those.
No.
And that was 2018, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
2018 and Back to the Future, there was
flying
cars.
That's right, uh-huh.
And we're 4 years past that, three years past
that's
that.
That's not happening yet.
Yeah, no, hell no. Because people can't drive on the road. You think you want them flying in the sky?
I am not getting them in the sky. Hell no.
People be falling
unless
out of the sky.
The thing is completely automated and on some like track thing like where the car drives itself, I'd be okay with that. But these fuckers can't be driving that stuff. Hell no. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Speaking of crazy guys driving, so Christy and I yesterday were coming back from our walk, and I had told you this. Freaking missed an accident. Like, literally, I stopped to pee. I'm telling you what. Thank God for me and my peeing habits, because if I didn't stop to drop trowel on the damn greenway, we would have been right when it happened. So right where we cross the street, we come up on this accident that literally just happened. A freaking SUV flipped over in the middle of the road, dragged itself across the thing. I mean, if her and I were crossing that little area right there, it would have been bad. Three cars. Yeah. But yeah, so we helped out.
So yeah, we're going to be talking about our movie today.
Yeah, well, I'm just giving information.
I know, you're over here just chit-chatting away.
Well, it's because it ran into my head. You know how it is. In my head, out my mouth. That's how it works.
Pretty much.
There's no filter.
No, there's not.
Mm-mm.
No.
It's just people driving, you know.
Yeah.
Think of that.
I know.
Whatever.
Yeah. So we're back on our cinematic conversations this week, and our movie is Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Yeah. Probably, you know.
It was the movie that made them get together in IRL.
Well, it didn't make them get together, but it was one.
The catalyst for
it. I don't know if it was the catalyst. I think it was already happening. But
there's some like late night. Hey, you want to come to my place and read the script? Was there that?
I don't know.
I think it was. I pretend like it was in my head.
Oh, my goodness.
She, like, looked at him.
And of course, she said that since you couldn't see that, rubbing my leg while she said, hey, you want to come to my place? I'm already at your place.
Well, come closer.
So, yeah, we're going to talk about that and do our relationship study questionnaire from the University of Rochester that we've been doing. Just kind of seeing how that movie plays out for somebody. It's an interesting flick. If you haven't seen it, maybe stop this and watch it because there's going to be spoilers. Because, I mean, you can't do this study without having spoilers. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to spoil the movie. God knows it's been out for a good long time.
And don't be like me and haven't seen it until now.
Yeah.
I did know about it, though. I may have seen it. I just block a lot of shit out of my head, though. Like, my brain just can't hold that all in there. Don't look at me like that.
But you're a Spanish teacher.
Well, that's important, the language part of it.
All right, we'll be back in a minute with our cinematic conversations about Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And we're back, guys and girls, with your cinematic conversations.
No movie phone guy here.
I love how she, every time I go to that, like, voice, I guess.
Yes, babe, it's her deep voice.
It sounds like the same voice I'm always using.
No, it's
different. I just stop, instead of going fast, I just slow it down.
It's a little bit deeper.
I slow it down. That's all I do.
Cinematic conversations.
Cinematic conversations. I'm not Barry White over here, you know.
I am.
Oh, are you?
Belinda White.
Stupid. So, yes, we're going to be talking about Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the 2005 movie.
Yeah, not the 07 one.
Which is not the same movie.
I bet it's French.
You bet it's French.
I just got a vibe from it.
Oh, you got a vibe for it.
Yeah, when you pulled it up, it felt like it was a French movie.
You just feel like it's a French movie.
Yeah, that girl looked like she was French.
Yeah, it's not French.
Oh.
It's a newly relocated to the suburbs, married assassins John and Jane Smith have reestablished.
It's a knockoff. Was this like a Hallmark Channel movie?
Yeah, I don't know. I never watched it.
That's really weird.
Yeah. It's similar.
Yeah, it's exactly the same.
It's got a 6.4. rating.
What in the world? It was a USA one.
Yes, USA movie.
Okay, I said that like I can't read USA.
Yeah, it's.
I bet it was a made-for-TV movie or something.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it was.
Ever anywhere.
No, it wasn't a cinema. It was only 43 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird as shit. Don't look for that one. It's not any good.
Don't look for it. It's not any good. It was a TV movie in 2007.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's probably on the Hallmark Channel. No, that's too risky. Risque.
Might have been like a...
Was that bad?
Sequel.
Yeah. Type of thing. That's true. That's a good idea.
I don't know. I didn't watch it. Don't know about it. But it's not that one from the 2007 TV movie, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. This is a 2005... blockbuster hit, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, with Brad Pitt and Angelina Hot Lips Jolie.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, come on. When you see her, all you think of is lips.
Yeah.
And cheekbones.
Right.
Word.
She's hot.
Yeah, she is hot. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
It was only rated a 6.5 out of 10 as well, but it was a $110 million budgeted movie because they had to pay salaries of Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, and Vince Vaughn. Adam Brody was in it too. We have a theme,
apparently, in our relationship movies. Vince Vaughn likes to make cameos in several of them.
Yeah, right? Like, there's Vince Vaughn again. Oh, there's Vince Vaughn again.
But it's kind of funny when you realize how many movies he's in. Like, that's not, like, just like that secondary
role. He's just
role.
That good, man.
Yeah, he really is.
He's really just that good.
And Kerry Washington's in it, but you don't really care about her too much.
Nobody cares about that.
I like her from Scandal, which I am currently watching again for, like, the third or fourth time.
Like, of all the shows you want to rewatch, that's the one you rewatch.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways, This has something to do with our relationship. No, I'm just playing.
I'm an assassin? Hell yeah, I am. That's kidding.
No, I was talking about your weird obsession with Scandal.
I love that movie. I love that show. Mm. Just love it.
I get it. I guess.
Get suckered in.
I guess.
There's like some hot parts in there, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, watch it for that.
Yeah.
The gratuitous part.
I mean, just watch True Blood. I mean, if you want to watch gratuitous.
Well, yeah, but there's like blood in it. I don't really want to watch that.
I love that part.
No, I
vampires.
Don't. Oh, yeah.
We'll have to talk about True Blood someday.
Okay. I just started watching it over. I haven't watched it in a really long time, but I did like it. I used to watch it all the time. I just started
watching it over.
Oh.
I'm on like season one, episode nine now, so.
Oh, then we should really start back over. Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah. The first like 10 episodes are like kind of snoozy.
Yeah,
like,
a little bit. It's setting just, the yeah, all the stuff.
But it's getting there. Anyways, let's talk about our movie, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. If you haven't seen this movie, shame on you.
Or you're me and you just watched it this weekend.
Yeah, for the first time. it is Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. They are both hit persons.
Hit persons?
Assassins.
Yeah, they're assassins.
I was going to say hit man, but she's not a man.
Hit people. That doesn't sound right either.
I'm going to hit you.
For being, yeah, hit people. I'm going to hit people.
I'm going to hit people. They're assassins. They don't know they're assassins. They met... While doing assassiny things.
Yeah.
And they do assassiny things all the time.
Well, they covered for each other. And then that's how they met.
Yeah.
Because they were looking for people that were there by themselves. And then she came strolling in. She was by herself. And he was by himself.
The relationship
was. And they got together.
Yeah. The relationship was
hot.
One of.
Oh, from the beginning.
Not really.
Yeah, it was.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Okay.
Just then. That's it.
Just what?
And then the rest of it was like. Work.
Yeah, that's true. But they didn't know. Comes
dinner 7 o'clock.
Yeah, comes dinner very 7 structured.
O'clock. Of course. They had jobs.
Yeah. They'd
kill people.
Right.
But anyways, so yeah, that's the gist of the movie. And of course, if you've seen the movie, you know it plays out where they go on a hit and they don't know that each other is there. And then they ruin the hit. And then now
they're hitting on each other.
They got a hit out for each other. And if they don't take care of it, then the hit people, the assassins come after them.
Yeah. Tides turn.
And then they
have to work together.
So in the mix of all this, this movie is based around the relationship part of it, you know, the marriage. Them going, you know, they also talk about, you also see, you know, scenes of them in counseling.
Yeah.
Which is quite interesting.
I enjoy it.
Yeah. So for us, we're going to not spend a whole lot of time breaking this movie down, because it's not a lot to break down. It's not an overly complicated movie. It's not overly complicated in how the relationship works. You can see it be stale, and you can see it ramp up, and you can see when the truth comes out, the relationship actually turns out to get a little bit better.
Yeah, because they've been lying to each other for forever. Their whole relationship was built on a bed of lies.
Yeah.
And the lack of communication. Well, withholding communication. I think their communication wasn't very good either, though, honestly.
Right. So, of course, we're going to be talking about, if you have forgotten, our study from the University of Rochester, which, if you have forgotten or you're new to the show, we will break down the study. The study was based off a research done from the psychology department at University of Rochester, where they took 175 newly married or engaged couples.
Yeah.
Gave them, they broke up the group. They broke up the 175 couples into groups. Three different groups, one group that would not be getting any type of assistance or training
or counseling, nothing.
Anything like that. They gave one group just this study to do this, pick five movies and watch these movies and do these questionnaires, these studies. And then the other group got your normal marriage counseling, which consisted of homework and lectures and lots and lots and lots of time through. And the study... came out to be conclusive that this cinematic conversations that we're doing for couples who did this actually decreased the divorce rate by half and worked just as good, or if not as good as the traditional counseling route. Of course, with no counseling, we know what that happens there. Numbers don't change.
Right.
But so we thought this was very interesting. We thought we'd bring it into our show since we do mainly talk about relationship stuff.
Right.
And that will give us the bedrock for what we're doing today, as we have done before on two other episodes. We did The Couples Retreat and we did American Beauty.
Yes.
We have one more movie that we have picked, which is A Star Is Born. And yep. then we will be picking on the next, not next week's episode, because we have a special episode coming up next week. We'll talk to you about the end of the show. Yes. But 2 weeks from now, or a week, 2 weeks from now, we will be doing the Star Is Born cinematic conversation.
So look for our Instagram posts.
Yep, out there. And we will talk about, and we will pick the movie that we'll be doing for our last and fifth movie of cinematic conversations, and then we'll move on to something else. What that'll be, I don't know.
But it's always a surprise.
It's always a surprise. Hell, it's a surprise to us. But as for this, the main focus or the main relationship that was portrayed in the movie that we'll be looking at, of course, is the Mr. and Mrs. Smith relationship between Brad. Should we use their movie names or their real names? I always never know. Really.
John and Jane.
Yeah, John and Jane. It's John and Jane, people.
John and Jane Smith. Yep. Like, how generic is that? That should have been a red flag from the get-go.
Well, I meant you know.
Yeah.
What's your name, John? What's your
name, Jane? Did we ever find out their real names?
That is their real names.
There's no in hell.
Well, you don't know that?
Well, no, I don't know that. That's why I asked that question.
That's all we know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Okay, well.
John, Jane. How you doing?
Well, we'll use John and Jane.
John and Jane.
Because really, we can't talk about Brad and Angelina because that didn't work out. So there is nothing to talk about there.
Well, not anymore. But they have a bunch of kids together.
Yeah, they do.
A bunch. Anyways, the main movie relationship is John and Jane. And that's the one we'll be focusing on. What main problems did the couple face? Basically, that their whole life was a lie to each other.
Yeah, they were not who they presented themselves to be from the very beginning.
Would that be the main problem?
No, honestly, the main problem is their communication is
awful. That's what I'm saying.
Their lack of communication.
The main problem is the lack of communication to who they really are. So it's a lie. They're both living a lie. They're both going to jobs.
Yeah, because they made up jobs. They made up what they were doing. They make up all kinds of shit.
Yeah, so their main problem is that they lie to each other on a daily basis with real...
pertinent information.
Yeah, and they do it on purpose. It's not like, oh, I'm just going to lie to hide a few things. Like, no, I am
you're literally being a different person.
Honestly,
living double lives. They're living a totally different life. Like, what they have in their home and what they have outside is not the same. But unfortunately, it carries over into their inside lives because you can't have all the stuff that they're doing outside not affect their inside, their home life.
Well, let me ask you this question. So,
sure.
Living a double life, but could they have done better jobs at being in the relationship, still living those, like, okay, I'm not going to tell you I'm a hitman. I'm not going to tell you that I'm an assassin, but the rest of my life with you is going to be.
Yeah, they weren't very good at it.
No.
I think they were terrible at it.
Yeah, they did not know how to.
Be in a relationship.
Yeah, it was very.
But I also think it was a power struggle thing, too, a little bit between the two of them.
Well, I could see that, yeah.
I think she always, and it's just from their job, I would think, that mm-hmm. they just both were, like, very leery of each other all the time. And I think that they always wanted to have the upper hand on the other person. So it was a control thing.
Yeah.
To a certain degree, which then, of course, leads to their power struggles that they have constantly with each other.
Do we have any of these problems?
No.
No, we're definitely
different. I'm not
different.
An assassin.
Yeah, we know that.
I mean, I try doing some moves on you, but it doesn't really ever work out in my favor.
No, it doesn't.
This is to my favorite. What are you doing? You just look down at me because I'm so little compared to you. What are you doing? What are you trying to do? That's my favorite. It's not what are you doing. What are you trying to do?
She comes in like...
That was us at Lowe's. I bet people were probably dying at... I didn't look at anybody to see if they were paying any attention to us in Lowe's the other day when we were just like fake fighting the whole way through the store. Like I would pretend like I would fake karate chop him and I'd fake kick him and then he would smack my butt and then I'd get my bag and I was using as a nunchuck and it wasn't working and then... You just like, what are you trying to do? And I'm dead fucking serious, y'all. I'm trying to kick your ass in the middle of the Lowe's parking lot.
It doesn't work.
Just imagine putting his hand on my head and I'm swinging up underneath him because that's what it looks like 95% of the time. Okay, 100% of the time.
So, yeah, we don't face these problems because she's definitely not an assassin. But we also don't live double lives.
I'm just an ass.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, she puts the ass in assassin. Okay, she puts the ass in assassin, but get rid of sassin.
Yeah, right. I'm just ass.
Yeah,
much. We're both asses, though. We act like fools. It's entertaining to
us. We're very different. We are very different from this couple. I think there may be couples out there who might not struggle with living double lives, which I think there are some people out there.
Ooh, what if there are? That'd be interesting.
Well, I mean, you always hear about the guy who has the second family in San Diego, but he's from Boston.
Yeah, that's just,
you know,
crazy.
He's living two lives. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that do not give up the whole truth of what they're doing in their full life.
Yeah, I read a book
life.
Like that one time. Yeah. Lady was a stripper.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah.
No, I mean, she was. Like, yeah. She would, like, go to her job, and she was a stripper. Husband didn't know nothing. She used to have money.
Yeah.
Cash. And he never, like, kind of questioned it. She just worked at night.
Yeah. I mean, hey. Do what
never
you got to do,
him.
Right? Yeah.
He didn't mind it.
But, I mean, outside of that, I think there was a lot of things. There was a staleness in the relationship where it was, like, very routine and scheduled. I think a lot of people fall in those traps and categories, which is, I think, one of the most – I'm not saying you have to – like, we've talked about, you don't have to have the most passionate, romantic relationship. But there needs to be no staleness, no salted eggs in your relationship.
No salted eggs,
no
babe.
Vanilla.
We haven't used that in a while.
Yeah, we haven't. But, yeah, you know –
go check out our episode labeled Salted Eggs. You'll get the story on that one.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, you don't have to have like this crazy, like risk taking relationship. But at the same time,
you just got to fight in the middle of Lowe's. Got to fake fight. It's fun.
But you need to have some sort of like freshness to it. It shouldn't be like that bag of chips you open and you're like, how long have these been up there? And you take the bite of that chip and you're like, oh, damn, that's nasty.
Yeah.
Do your relationship
shouldn't
be like
that?
Well, they
were so structured.
Stale chips.
So structured.
No stale chips.
Yeah, no stale chips. But they were so structured also. I mean, it was like dinner was always at 7 o'clock. And I don't know if that was because that was the way it was, as they could protect themselves and they could get home in time to do all the stuff that they had to do. But it was like super structured.
Yeah, and it
was
like
there was no room for error.
Well, but there was no like really care of what each other was doing.
No, not at all.
It was really,
no conversation.
It was very selfish focused. And I think that was one of the big keys. It's like, it's like, she's like, I got new curtains. And he's like, yeah, so what? It's like, you know, I don't like them. Well, should I take them back? You know, it's
and then
like,
she's like, "You'll learn to like them."
Yeah, it's like
it's a power struggle.
Yeah, it is. It was that, but it's also just like I'm being selfish.
Yeah,
like I'm doing what I want to do, and it doesn't matter because this is not real to me. I think that was part of it. It was like this is our front. You're my not
Very
a mark, but
our,
it's just it's just kind of like my front.
Yeah,
and I think some people do that too. They're in a marriage just to be in a marriage because that's what is supposed to happen.
Well, and they look so perfect on the outside. Like they're at that little party in their neighborhood or whatever the case is. And nobody has any clue that they really do what they do.
Yeah.
But they're putting on the front the whole time. They're sitting there acting all perfect and, you know, how was golf this week? You know, I mean, like having these conversations and they're like murdering people on the side.
Yeah, right. But so, you know, I think that's a lot of what couples may face. We don't face that problem. We're very different. You've heard how we are as a couple, especially if you listen to the first two episodes of the cinematic conversation ones we've done. So you kind of get a gist of where we're at. But I love breaking these movies down and just kind of talking about them from that point where other people might go, well, you know what? Our relationship's kind of like that. So did this couple strive to understand each other? I think.
No.
Yeah, I think it's funny because the way the movie opens up, they're in a counseling session. It's like, how long have you been married? And he's like, 5 years. And she's like, 6 years. Yeah, 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, that was very funny.
Yeah.
And then when they ask about the sex question, about how often they have sex, they're both like, so 1 to 10, like 1 or 10.
Yeah.
And they just don't even answer the question. Yeah. Like they both end up just like looking off in space like, I don't know how to answer
it. But, you know, I think it's predicated off, again, about the staleness of the relationship. It's not. Anything that's like, we're not here for the relationship.
No, they're just in it for the convenience of it.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
The cover of it.
So there. I don't think they really strive to understand each other in the beginning. I think it becomes more apparent once the truth comes out. Because if you're living a lie, what's the point of really understanding anything? Because you're lying.
Because you can't give anything up.
Yeah. But when you're speaking complete truth, and this is the thing, if you want a relationship to work, I think pointing out the truths or being truthful about yourself and opening up pulls other people wanting to understand you. So if you're hiding something or you're pulling away or you're not giving the full openness of what's going on in a relationship with your significant other, you are going to have a person who is not going to understand you because you're not allowing them to understand you.
No, you got
to. You're blocking them from understanding you.
Yeah, totally.
People's like, well, they don't understand me. Well, are you being honest? Are you being open? Are you being truthful? if you're doing those things,
how high's your wall? Because you're not letting somebody over.
Well, but the thing is if they're not, when you're doing what you're doing and they're not understanding, that's a flag to say, hey, we need to have a conversation about how you understand me, because you're not getting it. But if they're striving to, if they're like trying to do it, then therefore it's something that can be worked on. And even in this relationship that we see in this movie, I don't know if at the beginning they weren't striving to work on it. I mean, they obviously went to counseling.
I was going to say, I don't think they would have gone to counseling had they not.
Unless it was just a part of keeping it together.
Yeah, maybe so.
But at the same time, you see as the movie goes along, as the truth comes out, then there's a lot of communication. Then it's
my favorite part is after they figure it out and they've beat the shit out of each other in the house and like gone at each other. They're laying on the floor in the kitchen, I guess, or in the hallway eating. And they're just like, so what about da da da? Like they're comparing notes of who killed who. Oh, that was you. Oh, I got you. Nice one. Like they were like kind of let the wall
best
down.
Was when they're in the minivan escaping. Very badly synchronized BMWs.
Yeah.
Like, hey, here comes three BMWs, all black with the same racing stripe.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, Fast and the Furious.
Right.
but still in that where he's
there
like.
There were some good points in that. Yeah,
like,
go ahead.
Your parents. Like, so about what your parents? No, they're paid actors. What? They've been dead for a while.
I brought my real parents?
I brought my real parents to the wedding. And it's just things like that. It's like where, okay, now we're breaking out the truths. We're able to talk. But now there's also these things that are kind of hurting my feelings at the same time. Yeah. Because you got to understand, if you go through your life and you're hiding something, that hidden stuff that comes out, don't expect them to be like, oh, I'm so glad you told me this. No, this is just going to hurt you. There's going to be some residual effect.
Yeah, and he was married before, too.
Yeah, what's her social security number?
Yeah, he goes, you're not going to kill her.
Yeah. But the thing is that those things play out because, you know, they actually realized, oh, I actually do kind of like him, like, about
I care
you.
About you. Yeah, yeah, I am about you. Like, so, this isn't just out of convenience.
Yeah, so now it's like, oh, now I'm hurt.
Jealousy comes in,
I'm hurt about these things. And
yeah, it was better when I didn't know them, but now that I know the truth, it's actually worse.
Right? And I mean, it could be that. It could be you find out the truth and it's like, yeah, I really don't want to be with you. Mm-hmm. But if you do, you're going to have to overcome things. And that's one of the things I see play out in this movie as they do start to understand each other.
Well, and there was also a point in the movie, too, where they had to make a choice because they could each cut from each other. They could go their own separate ways and end up splitting apart.
Yeah.
And the whole hit thing would make it more difficult for them because they're obviously trying to put the hit on themselves. But they chose to stay together. They chose to fight together, which I thought was kind of, you know, telling of...
That was script.
But I mean, it was cool how they turned the corner. I mean, it had to happen because it was a movie. But I'm saying it turned the corner of how their relationship was.
Well, yeah, of course. And then the funny thing is even after they make all the right choices to be together and stuff, they're still, like, in the final scenes where they're, you know, fighting all the guys in the home goods store, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, there's still these times where it's like she throws a knife into his leg.
Yeah.
You know, it's just little things like that. But another one of the questions is did they tend to accept one another even if they were very different? Again, it's a movie, so as it plays out, they did it. I mean, they accepted each other because they're exactly alike. I mean, they just had to get over their egos.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally. I think that's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
Or did the couple tend to attack each other's differences? Well, they actually attacked each other in this movie. So
technically, yes.
So I think it's a yes, they did attack each other. But it was once they realized that, I mean, you're put in a position of what you're doing. And it's like, oh, I choose my job or I choose them. But in this sense, it took it to an extreme level of attacking,
right?
which wasn't a bad scene. I mean, physical. It did win Best Fight at the MTV Movie Awards. Yes, it did.
It was good, though. Their fight was good, though.
Oh, no, it was excellent. I mean, it was beautiful. And any time that you can see, like, you know, people shooting guns at each other and doing crazy fight scenes.
And like a badass, isn't it, too?
Yeah. Movies can make you seem way better than you really are.
Right.
again, for us, this is not similar to how we are.
No.
But I think we've talked about this before in the other episodes where people don't tend to accept each other if they're like in that space where they're having, like, they want to be heard and the other person's not listening.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people attack each other when they're in those places of trying to defend themselves.
Yeah.
So I think it's based on if you have open communication going into it, like, okay, we have differences. Okay.
Right.
We want to understand each other. So in order to understand each other, we need to accept, you know, we got to accept the differences between us. Mm-hmm. If you're not accepting the differences that are between you, you will defend yourself because you feel like you're being attacked. I think it's just how you go into it.
Yeah.
And you'll see, and what you see in this movie is the phases of how relationships go through where, you know, your egos, and unfortunately, most people attack other people or get on the defensive when they're trying to protect themselves or their egos. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can be out of hurt, like they're trying to protect themselves from being hurt.
Yeah.
But most people do the attack, and you see it, it's mostly, and I don't want to say guys, women do it too, but when you have that controlling figure in a relationship, whoever's the controlling figure will always attack the other person because they want to stay in control.
Yep.
And then if they get position. If they get start getting called out on their stuff, then they start getting defensive, and then, you know, of course, that's the prime example of attacking back. I'm going to get defensive, so I'm going to attack back.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to keep themselves in a certain area.
Mm-hmm. It's a pissing contest.
Sometimes it's a pissing contest. Sometimes it's just literally
a power play.
It is. Yeah. It's just a power play. I got to hold on to the power in this relationship.
Yeah.
Did the couple have a strong friendship with each other? Were they able to support each other through the bad mood, stressful days, and hard times? Did they listen to each other like good friends? Did the couple in the movie do considerate or affectionate things for each other?
Yeah. Later on.
Oh, my gosh. That's not considerate or affectionate things.
It is in my book.
That's just makeup sex.
Yeah, whatever.
That's not considered an affection. That's just makeup sex. Like, oh, we just beat the shit out of each other for about 30 minutes. We shot at each other. It turned us on, and we realized we're not going anywhere. So let's just do the movie thing and make out and have sex.
Well, they had sex in the beginning of the relationship too, though. I was talking about that.
Well, I mean, anytime you meet somebody, I mean, like that in that situation, you know, that happens too.
He dropped his cup.
He did. He dropped his cup and hopped in bed. That's, I mean, that's the good stuff, but that's just the newbie of the relationship. That's the honeymoon part.
Yeah, I don't think they had a strong friendship with each other.
No, I'm going to say no. I don't think they were supporting each other in anything.
No, because I don't even think they knew. Like, they kept so much out of the relationship about their lives that
that relationship was what we call facade perfect.
Yeah.
Like, I think they even put on the front to each other.
Well, hell, she didn't even cook all the dinners that they had. He thought she was making all those dinners. She goes, I didn't make any of that food.
Yeah. Smart.
Yeah. No, they didn't listen to each other. It was always just
this was not a friend. This was not a relationship of friends. This was a relationship of
business.
Yeah, exactly. So there was no point to that. And no, our relationship.
It was better not to. And I think also, actually, to go back to it, honestly, I think that they had to keep their emotions out of it. They could not emotionally invest themselves in their relationship because if they did, you know what I mean? Like, given their job and how the situation is, you can't have that weakness in there. And so think about when they finally find out that they have to put a hit on each other. They both are convinced that they could kill one another, but they clearly can't. They can't do it. You know what I mean? Because the emotion is there. So I think that they tried so hard to keep the emotion out of their relationship. So by knowing anything, or by trying to get to know somebody or breaking down that barrier that they had to put up there, they couldn't do it.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree with you. I think that there's the level of the business of the relationship kept it where it was at. And I think there's a lot of people, of course, our relationship isn't business. If it was, we're not very good at business.
All right.
But
I do think that's why nobody's shooting the shit with anything. They couldn't be vulnerable around each other. It couldn't happen.
No, I mean, I get that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But because of that, I think outside of us, I think there are a lot of people who are in relationships that are
emotionally unavailable.
Well, that are just, they're about the business of the relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll see a lot of people who just are, they're either going through the motions, they're doing it because this is what we're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. We're doing the family, we're doing the marriage, we're doing all these things. We work, we got a house, but there's nothing to it. It's like, it's all about everything around the relationship. It's about outside of them two being a couple and living together. It's all about, and I'll say it, if your relationship's about the house, about the job, about the kids, about appearances, about being, whether it's you're a churchgoer or, you know, a person in the community, if it's about all those things and making the relationship of the marriage or the relationship that's not a marriage, the relationship in general, to be seen, and y'all do your parts, you know, you're just doing
everybody's
your part.
Got a script.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you got a role, I got a role, you know, and that's all it's about, then that's kind of a stale, that's your stale chip. You're a stale chip. It's yeah. just about the business. It's not about the relationship. Again, you don't there's have to be full on passion.
Like yeah.
But you, there still needs to be a freshness to your relationship. And that's mm-hmm. something that you have to actually put effort into. I mean, mm-hmm. we all have to put effort into it. I mean, some days suck. Some days you got to have a mental health day. I have a mental health day. Literally have a mental health day. You know, take it. She understands. But because we keep a freshness to our relationship, because we have fun in our relationship, you know, there we can have the down days, the days yeah. where she's got the headache from the second vaccine, and I let her sleep through the recording time because yeah. I know I don't want her to, I want her to be healthy and be able to do things better yeah. and have fun. So there's going to be the downtime. So it's not always about maintaining a certain heightened freshness of your relationship.
No, because if our relationship was like that, you'd be like, you're getting your ass up and we're getting this recording done because this is what we said we were putting the podcast out on Wednesdays. Yeah. I mean, yeah. that would be the relationship.
Yeah.
Which would be awful, and it's not that way.
Yeah, no. We're clearly. Very very considerate like, of yeah. of what's going on in the relationship.
Absolutely.
It took me a long time to understand how to do that. Now, don't get me wrong. I've not always been that person. I've always been the person on schedule. We got to do this because it's got to be here. We can't miss this. We got to do that. And that's because that's what's in, it's instilled in you, how to live.
Well, and you're military, too, so that's your life.
Yeah, true.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. But this is not us, and I believe there's more than a handful of people out there. That
this could be.
Could be you. And if it is you, then it's actually an easy fix. I mean, just be a little spontaneous.
What?
Spontaneous.
Spontaneity.
Be spontaneous.
There you go.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
You booby did. Traps.
Booby traps.
Booty traps.
Booty?
Yeah, that's what I said. Booby traps.
Booby. Oh my God. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Goonies, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank God. I was getting ready to walk out of the studio.
No, like, I got you. I totally knew what you're talking
okay.
about.
Okay. Okay.
I got you, babe.
Oh, my gosh.
I got a movie reference. Hell yeah. Mark it on the fucking calendar.
Click. So how did the couple handle arguments or differences? Hold on. Were they able to open up and tell each other how they really felt?
No.
Or did they tend just to snap at each other with anger?
And guns.
Did they try using humor to keep things from getting nasty? Did it feel like they were really trying to understand each other?
Because he bashes her head into the glass. No.
No, I think there was...
I think
I think they did open up a full round of a 9mm and a shotgun, right? 12-gauge shotgun. Yeah.
Yeah.
They opened up all right, all over the house. The house was destroyed. But I think...
I do like when the neighbors show up because they call the cops and they just come rolling out like, no, it's fine. She's like in a sheet, like they've been busy. And they're like, oh. And they're all like, oh, okay, well.
Yeah.
It's like, no, we're fine. We're good. We're good. Again, put the wall up. Put the appearances up.
Well, I mean, you don't want to tell them that you just shot your entire house up because you are beating the hell out of each other.
Right.
Cops were standing
I'm an assassin.
Yeah. Hey, we're hit people.
We're hit people.
We're going to hit you.
Yeah.
Did it feel like they were really trying to understand each other? No. I don't
Not
think.
Really.
I think we can just say no to everything here. I think that the fight...
They did use some humor, though.
No, I mean, there was a lot of humor.
Because it was kind
but
of
it's,
funny.
But it's a scripted movie. I mean, it's an action rom-com, if you want to call it that. That's some weird,
I mean,
really weird.
The whole assassin thing's fairly, you know, far-fetchy. But if we, like, toned it down a little bit and just made it into more of a real-life situation, you know, people, they were going at it.
Yeah.
That was a full-blown fight. In like regards to like a normal relationship,
I think that was more of the job coming out of it.
Yeah, it was. Well, because it
because and I would say if you would boil this down to a normal relationship, this would be a heavy argument.
Yeah, but I mean, you can think about think about differences of opinion when you go back to the curtain incident when mm-hmm. you're talking about the curtains. That was a point where he doesn't like the curtains and she does. They didn't get angry with each other. They weren't yelling at each other. It was just very much like you'll live with it. Too bad for you. I'm deep in the bitches.
Mm-hmm.
So there really wasn't like humor and they didn't snap out. It was just very dry.
Yeah, it was. But it was just, again, it was just business. That's what it is. You know, this is who I am. This is who you are. This is how we are. It's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
No fans or buts.
Yeah.
There you go. That's Mr. and Mrs. Smith, people.
Yeah.
It's a very cut and dry movie. There's not a lot. I mean, it's a good movie if you just want some downtime. If you haven't seen it, I would say watch it. It's
really good. I enjoyed it.
It's just one of those good, it's just one of those kind of like, I can laugh at this movie because it's not real. Mm-hmm. There is some things that can make you maybe open up your eyes to your relationship. We picked some really outlandish movies to watch. We didn't pick your normal, like The Notebook and shit like that.
Oh, hell no.
We do have one coming up that's going to be really stupid sappy.
It's so sad. I don't know why I picked that one.
I have no idea why you picked that one. I mean, I picked weird shit like American Beauty.
But it's really sad, but I just think it's real. I was putting myself in there as a relationship movie. It's a really good relationship movie.
No, I mean, I get it. It's a good relationship movie.
But it's rough.
It is terrible. It's a good, it's a well done movie.
The movie's wonderful.
I'm gonna call it wonderful.
I'm going to have to wear sunglasses while I watch it because I bawled through the whole
movie. I'm not going to call it wonderful, but it's a well done movie. And it's got some really good actors in it.
I mean, my gosh, Lady Gaga is amazing.
She does. She actually does.
And Bradley Cooper's really good in it with his singing and all that. I know you don't like it, but I like it.
I mean, but Bradley Cooper's a good actor, so I commend everybody in this movie. I mean, it's a good movie. I mean, I think it won some awards and stuff. But again,
I'm wearing sunglasses through the whole thing because I can't get through it without bawling.
I mean, we could have done something like, you know.
Well,
Idle Hands again.
Oh,
that has a relationship in it.
There's no relationship in that.
Yeah, there is.
I don't even remember that movie. I blocked it out of
between
my head.
Jessica Alba and
I don't even remember that movie.
Devon Sawa.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's a beautiful movie.
Babe, no, we're not watching.
And
that
Seth
again.
Green, come on.
No.
It was awesome.
He loses his hands.
That's awesome.
No.
Anyways.
That was October movie. That was Rocktober.
Yeah, that was our Rocktober month. She didn't really suffer. I'm going to say this. I kept it easy on her.
I didn't want nightmares. I couldn't do it, babe. I can't watch those movies. They get me.
Anyways. Mm-hmm. So tell us what you think about the cinematic conversation about Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Does this do things in this relationship kind of play in your relationship? Or is it just completely far-fetched that you could ever have these issues that these two have?
Are you an assassin?
We know you're not an assassin. And if you are an assassin.
We don't want to know you.
I want to know you. That's really? Awesome. Hell yeah. I got some assassination things.
I don't think you're supposed to know if somebody's an assassin. I think that's a whole part of being an assassin.
You can tell me. I won't tell you a secret. I keep secrets good.
Then we're going to be in this movie.
No, I won't.
Oh.
Whatever. Anyways, going to close up the show. So we do have a special show coming up next week. We're going to be.
Oh, I'm so excited.
She's very excited.
Why are you not excited?
No, I'm excited, but you're super excited because this is your band.
Yeah.
This is like one of your bands.
Yeah.
Now, I like them. Don't get me wrong. I like the band that we're going to be. Their music is good. They're a fresh new band. They're doing some really good stuff. They just had an album drop this past year that was, well, and it was an EP, but it was really good. Nice. It's one of the concept albums that I didn't really pick on being a concept EP.
You know, they were my album choice for 2020 when we did our albums. That was my album choice.
It was. That's what I'm saying. It's
I have loved them for a really long time. They're super cool dudes. It's the band Civilian. Of course, we've talked about
not
them
before. Civilian. Civilian. Yeah.
Oh, I did say it wrong.
Yeah, you did.
Fuck. I think I get that right.
Yeah.
Civilian.
Yeah.
But they're super freaking cool.
Yeah. Awesome
four
bunch
guys
of guys.
From British Columbia.
Yep. Out of the great white north.
Yes. But yeah, so they're going to be on our show.
Yeah. So we're going to have them on. We'll be recording with them this weekend. Check out the show next week. For a break, talking to a band, the whole episode will be with the band from the front to the beginning.
Yeah, and everyone
from the front to the beginning.
Yeah.
From the front to the end, from the beginning to the end, from the front to the back, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She's over here just
all
getting,
of it.
Oh my gosh, she's weird. She's weird. We have missed our First Listen Friday videos. We'll be putting out a massive one this weekend.
I wonder what band it'll be about.
Kind of picking up off the last 3 weeks, we'll have some other bands.
Yeah,
in
well,
there
because
too.
We missed their album came out, their new song, their track
their new
came,
song
out,
came out,
Wars, with the lead singer of Saint Sonia.
Yeah, the former lead singer of 3 Days Grace, Adam Gontier. Whatever.
God, we're fuckering up all these names.
That's what we do. We're rednecks from the South.
We're going to have to tell them that because they're going to have to know that. I think I think they did a podcast for like in Canada, like somebody that they know up there. But I think we might officially be, we have to check with them, their first American podcast.
Yeah, because those, the two that they recorded with, the pop culture experience or the pop cult experience. Like yeah, I read, I listened to that podcast that they were on, and they're definitely Canadian.
Yeah, yeah.
Because all of them, was so, it all a boot?
Yeah, it was cute. It's but cute. These guys are going to be a riot. Like, they're fun. Like, we listened to the podcast, and they're a riot. So definitely give the show a listen. Even if you don't know who the band is, if you just want to hear good banter, because, I mean, you know how we are anyways. Yeah.
So that'll be coming up next week, and don't forget to go check out the Instagram, Rock Hippie Adventures. Please do that. Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel over, just go to YouTube and type in Rock Hippie Adventures.
Oh, one word. Jen said it doesn't work if you do all the different words.
It does work because I do it all the time.
Oh, well,
you just have to type it right. It's hard to find us sometimes, but it's not hard to find us. If you really want to get to our YouTube,
type it all one word.
If you want to get to our YouTube page, go to our website, www.rockhippieadventures.com, and you can get to it from there very, very easily because we have a link there.
Word. Go figure. And our videos are out there, too.
Yeah, and videos. Go check out the videos we're posting. We'll be posting more stuff. I got some videos.
Find us on the socials.
Yeah, all the socials.
Instagrams.
Mainly just the Instagram.
Facebook, it goes there.
Yeah, it goes to Facebook. If you're a Facebook person, there is stuff there. We post it there as well. Not only that, yes, go to the website. Go to the YouTube channel. We will be posting some more product videos here soon. I'm dying to get these out about the pod mics. I have to redo all the videos, but that'll happen here soon. We're redoing the studio. We'll talk about some other things coming up here soon. And we appreciate all that you do. But always, we want to tell you to live your life loud and bold.
Babe, you sounded like a computer. That was a little weird. Live life loud and bold.
Live life loud and bold.
And mediocrity is not an option for us, nor should it be for you. No salted eggs, people.
And don't be a stale chip.
Word.